This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. That's right. It's a Tom Kelly takeover of the afternoon show over the next 2 days. The afternoon guys, Spike, Ike, Jack, they are out for the week. I'll be in with you today and tomorrow. So a lot to get to as it's All-Star break week. We got the Home Run Derby coming up later tonight. We got the All-Star game tomorrow night. Before the Phillies embark on the second half, we got a lot of stuff to get to. We have a next question for you, as they do on this show. We'll have that coming up a little later on in the second segment here. We're doing all the afternoon stuff. I got a Mount Rush 4 for you at 4 o'clock today. We have Top 5 at 5 with Justin DeRozio coming up later on in the show, but a lot of things to get to throughout the course of the show today. And where we'll start is with the Phillies. The Phillies have hit the halfway point. And as we hit the halfway point in the season, a little past halfway, to be honest with you, the All-Star break is really when you divide it up into the first half and second half. Phillies 55-41. A half game in front of the Mets for first place in the NL East. And today we're going to evaluate this team through the first half and where this team is at, how things have gone. And what I want today from you to start the show is I want the one word that you would use to describe the Phillies' first half of the season so far. What word would you use to describe it and why? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. What's the one word you would describe for the Phillies in the first half of the season, the way they played and why? And thinking about it for me, the word I would use would be predictable. Because I think when you look at this season, you look at the way it's gone so far, it's gone pretty much exactly how I thought it would go. My opinion of this team has not changed at all. It's the same as it was a month ago. It's the same as it was on opening day. It's the same as it was at the start of spring training. And honestly, it's the same as it was the minute that they were eliminated by the Mets last year in the playoffs. This team and what has happened so far, the way they played in the first half of the season, is extremely predictable. And that's the word I've come up with for a number of reasons. We knew coming into the season the starting pitching was going to be great. The starting pitching has been great. The starting pitching, if anything, has been better than expected. Christopher Sanchez, even better than last year. Zach Wheeler, we've seen him be the best pitcher in baseball since he got here. It's arguably Zach Wheeler's best year as a Philly. Even with Aaron Nola getting injured, Ranger Suarez has been great. Jesus Luzardo overall has been good. The starting pitching's been great. We knew Kyle Schwarber had hit a bunch of home runs. Kyle Schwarber has hit a bunch of home runs. We knew, or at least I knew, Rob Thompson's a good manager. I think Rob Thompson has been a good manager for this team. But as we look at all those positive things, the same also applies for the other side. Because coming into this year, we knew the bullpen was spotty. Jose Alvarado, unexpected and unfortunate, obviously, that he got suspended. But the bullpen, I didn't think coming in it was very good. The bullpen has not been very good. We knew the defense was average at best. That's pretty much what you've seen. You've seen this defense be okay, but make mistakes that have hurt them at times. And we knew, and they knew after the Mets series, in my opinion, that the offense was not good enough and was getting worse. And what we have seen this year, through the first half of the season, despite how good the starting pitching has been, despite the record that the Phillies have, the offense has not been good enough, and the offense is getting worse. And it's why coming into this season, I think many others weren't as excited as we've been in past years. I mean, you could feel it during spring training. People were happy baseball was back, but there wasn't that same type of anticipation that there's been in past years. And people can chalk it up to the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. I don't believe that. I think if this was a team that people truly believed in, being a World Series contender, truly believed in as being a true contender, one of the best teams in baseball, that excitement would have been there. But it wasn't. And I think coming into this year, and so far from what we've seen in the first half of the season, I wanted the Phillies to change my mind. I wanted to get to this point in the year and feel like, you know what, I did underrate this team. I was a little down on this team, disrespectful to this team during the offseason and spring training. But I don't feel that at all. I feel the exact same way that I felt before the season started. This is a good team. This is a playoff team. But this is not a true contender. And it's how I felt the whole time. It's how I still feel now. And the first half of the season to me has been extremely predictable. It's gone exactly the way I thought it would go, where you're going to have great starting pitching, but the offense is going to struggle. The offense is going to be up and down. You're going to have a good record. They're first place in the NL East. I thought they'd win the division. I still think they will win the division. But is my mind changed in terms of this team being a true World Series contender? It hasn't. They're a playoff team. I don't think they're a title team. And I want to know how you feel. What's the word that you would use to describe the Phillies in the first half? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. I'll ask Justin DeRozio, who's producing the show today. Happy All-Star Week, Justin. You look thrilled to be in today, as always. You always have like a little bit of a grumpy look on your face, Justin.
That's just my natural face. Yeah, I was sitting here thinking of a word.
And this is bad if I'm telling you this. You got to be a little more smiley, man.
What do you mean? Am I not being smiley enough for you?
No, you're smiling a little bit now.
Well, I was just thinking about how you never asked me these questions before we get on the air. So then I'm sitting here, I'm trying to think of a word to describe the Philly season.
I do that on purpose. You got to think on the fly here.
Well, then you're going to call me out for how I look when I'm thinking.
Well, that's true. What's a word that you would use?
What was the word that you used?
Predictable.
Yeah, I would say guaranteed, right? I would say that this is a guaranteed, because this is what they were sold to me as in the beginning of the season. This is what I kind of expected them to be.
Yeah, that's good. And I think that's exactly kind of the way I view it. And I want to know how other people feel out there. What's a word that you would use to describe the Phillies in the first half? 215-592-9494. To me, extremely predictable. I think guaranteed, kind of a similar thing, but it does seem like this was a situation where it was almost destined to be this way.
I want to change my word.
You're changing the word.
Yeah, okay. I would say upside. Because last night I was thinking about how I didn't actually think the Phillies would be in first place of the NL East. I thought the Mets were going to be in first place. I thought the Mets were going to kind of get a further ahead lead than the Phillies at this point in the season. I didn't think it'd be back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So I would say upside. There's been a little more upside to this team than I thought there would be. But there still needs to be improvements to this team. And upside works in two ways, because there's still more upside to be found in the second half of the season.
Okay, well, I get what you're saying there. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, what's the word you would use? For Justin, it's upside. For me, it's predictable. And to me, that's the most frustrating part of this thing, is when you look at this team and you look at their flaws, I knew they were there. Like, and I think most people knew they were there. The Phillies should have known they were there, but they denied it. And that's the thing that I keep looking back at, and I find to be the most egregious thing. And today I'm getting ready for the show, and I'm thinking back to that press conference immediately after the Mets series, and some of the things that Dave Dombrowski had to say. And first off, here was Dave Dombrowski at that point talking about going into last offseason, how he could look at upgrading the roster this year.
Dave, when you look at upgrading the roster in some spots, what type of player do you think this team needs, or what type of skill set are you guys looking for in upgrades?
Well, that's a general question. That's a really tough one to answer, because you just have to wait and see when you talk to people. You're looking to make your club better. You're not looking to be in a position to just change faces. So I think you're in a position where it depends upon who's available and how we weigh that and how they fit into your club. So, I mean, the way I would answer that question, we want championship players. Now describe that. Well, there's a lot that goes into that, and I think that that's how we approach it.
Now, I that's a big word salad there. I don't even know what Dave Dombrowski was getting at there. Yeah, of course you want championship players, Dave. Thanks for pointing that out. But here was more, and this I think is the thing that frustrates me the most. Because you look at this team and you look at this offense particularly. The offense right now is bad. The offense over the last week was brutal to watch. Out west, aside from that one game against the Giants on Wednesday, they couldn't really do anything. And I feel like this was evident last year in the playoffs, but Dave Dombrowski denied it. Here was Dombrowski last year right after that Mets series being asked about the offense and their performance.
Yeah, the unfortunate part, you have a tendency to focus only on your own club, right? This is a downtime from an offensive perspective in professional baseball. What was the average? 243 at the end of the year? Most of our hitters were better than 243. You see the scores in the games. In most of the postseason, there's not a lot of run production taking place. So at times we are vulnerable to being pitched well, as are other clubs. But I can't say that like going into the last 2 months of the season that we thought, oh, that was going to be a major issue for us. But it's something we'll look at. We'll take a look at trying to address to see if we can make some changes. Sometimes, you know, we talk about, it's interesting, and I know a theme is chase rate, right? I mean, everybody I read in here writes about chase rate. I think it was interesting, we got eliminated. We were sixth in major of the 12 clubs in chase rate in the postseason. And so that's not good, but it's not the worst. We didn't hit. We really didn't hit. Some of it's chase, some of it's approach, some of it's guys not being hot. We actually, if you looked at it, we chased less than the Mets did in that series.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
percentage-wise.
And that's the thing, man. We knew it. We watched that series. I feel like everyone knew it. We saw the whole second half of the season. Like, Dave Dombrowski and the Phillies, they chalked it up to one series when it was really the second half of the season. And I said it before, that we chased less than the Mets. I mean, why don't we hang the freaking banner? We chased less than the Mets in that series. Well, guess what the Mets did? They scored more runs than you did. They were able to score runs. You weren't able to score runs. And in the end, the Phillies, this past offseason, they decided to rearrange the deck chairs. They decided they were going to move guys around the lineup, and guess where we become? And this is another thing that goes to the predictable part of things, is I felt like the whole time they'll change up the order, they'll move different pieces around, but in the end, they're going to go back to what's comfortable. What happens yesterday? Kyle Schwarber's in the leadoff spot. I'd expect that to be the way it is going forward. I think Kyle Schwarber's going to be back leading off again. Very predictable outcome. You know, you changed a couple things in the bullpen. Jeff Hoffman out, Jordan Romano in. That's blown up in your face. Austin Hayes out, Max Kepler in. One guy who didn't produce for another guy who hasn't produced. Moves that were based in hope instead of actual facts. And it was just obvious that this was going to be the result. And I love this team. Like, I want this team to win, and it's why I get so frustrated. But I need to be honest. Like, if you ask me right now, do I feel better or worse about the Phillies winning the World Series? I feel worse, and I want to know how you feel on that as well. 215-592-9494. The offseason moves were a disaster. The offense is worse than expected. The young guys in the minors, who you thought you could rely on this year, Andrew Painter, Justin Crawford, apparently they're not ready since they're not here yet. And our hopes at this point, once again, basically hinge on Dave Dombrowski, whose track record since the 2022 World Series is not good, aside from the Trey Turner signing. And hey, maybe this is unfair. I attribute the Trey Turner signing to John Middleton. I mean, if John Middleton's going to cut Trey Turner a $300 million check, there's not a whole lot Dave Dombrowski needs to do in those negotiations. But aside from that, his track record has been awful. And now the only hope, as I see it, is for Dave Dombrowski to rescue this team, for Dave Dombrowski to save this team. Do I feel good about that? Absolutely not. And I want to know, in addition to your word, what word would you use to describe the Phillies in the first half? And also, do you feel better or worse about their chances to win the World Series? Because I'll tell you this, man, even with the starting pitching being as great as it's been, even with the opportunity to make upgrades over the next couple weeks, I absolutely feel worse about their chances. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. We'll get to the phones in one second here, but I did have a next question for you, as they typically do on the afternoon show, because this week, was it Friday when Superman came out? You're my movie expert, Justin.
Yeah, Superman came out Friday. I saw it Thursday.
How'd you see it Thursday?
There's advanced screenings every Thursday. On Thursday.
You have your little movie card, right? So you get
AMC A-list. Yeah, they should give me a sponsorship.
Okay, so you have premium access. So you're my movie expert. You recommended Sinners to me. Very good movie. I really enjoyed that.
I'm glad you watched it.
It took me like 4 days to watch it because I was watching it late at night, so I just kept falling asleep. Not that it was bad. I'm just washed up. So
yeah,
I finally was able to finish it. I thought it was a really good movie. But off of Superman, I want to know for next question, what's the best movie you've ever seen in the movie theater? That's our next question today. Best movie you've ever seen in the movie theater. I'll start with mine. And this movie that I've seen, I think, you know, action movies, superhero movies, obviously they lend to being better in theaters. I think this is the best superhero movie of all time. I'm going with The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight, I saw that in theaters. I mean, Heath Ledger's Joker was incredible. I think that movie's not just great in terms of superhero movies. I think any standard by which you judge movies, that's really good. Now, I don't know if you agree, Justin, you're much more of a movie snob than I am, but I think that was probably the best movie I've seen in theaters. What's yours?
Well, that's a great movie. I remember very vividly seeing the Dark Knight back in 2008 as a kid, which was awesome. And I'm actually rewatching all the DC movies right now. Dark Knight's number one by far, by country mile. The best movie, the best theatrical experience I've ever had by far is Dune Part 2 in 70mm. It's not the best movie, but it's the best theatrical experience I ever had. Have you ever seen a movie in 70mm?
No, what is that? I don't even know what that means.
You ever seen a movie in IMAX?
I think so.
So it's like the IMAX is like the huge screen, the better sound, everything like that.
Uh-huh.
70mm is like bigger screen, so it's ginormous. It's like double the size of a normal IMAX screen.
Does it cost more money?
It does cost more money. And there's only like 30 of them in the United States of the theaters that can actually show it like this. So you have to go to King of Prussia to go see this. And they show it in a different aspect ratio, so you see more of the frame. So Sinners was available in 70 millimeter. Dune was available in 70 millimeter, and you see more of the film, all of the frame that was shot. It's incredible. It's surreal. Seriously.
Okay. So Dune 2 is the best one you've seen?
Yeah, Dune Part 2.
Okay.
In 70 millimeter.
All right. I've never seen that. Probably won't. I watched like some of the first part of that movie. And I didn't really understand
what was going on. The first movie was kind of slow.
Yeah.
I lost
the interest like a half hour in. I never went back.
So that's a movie that like I watched the first one on HBO in like the middle of COVID. I didn't like it. And then I watched it again when they released it back in theaters right before Dune 2. And I just got it.
Okay.
And then Dune 2 saw it in theaters and it was incredible. You see, some movies are just better in a theater than they are at home.
Absolutely. I mean, no question about it. And I want to know from you today, our next question, in addition to your sports point, what is the best movie you've ever seen in theaters? Or the best, I guess, I like the way Justin put it, theatrical experience. Give me that. That's our next question today. 215-592-9494. One word to describe the Phillies' first half of the season. Do you feel better or worse about this team winning the World Series? My word is predictable, and my answer in terms of better or worse is worse. And I don't know how you could feel better considering the way we've seen this offense perform. I mean, you have all the same holes you had at the end of last year. You have not improved your spots in the outfield. You not improved the bullpen. And it's a shame because you have one of the best starting pitching staffs we've ever seen. I think the best. I think this staff is better than the 2011 staff. But the rest of this team right now, I think, is extremely flawed. And if the remedy is Dave Dombrowski going out and fixing at the trade deadline, I can't say I'm too optimistic. 215-592-9494. Let's get it started on the phones with Dan in Southwest Philly. What's up, Dan?
TK, what's up, Tom?
Not bad, Dan. What's going on?
You can't really get on Justin's nerves too much. He's got to look at you for the whole show, so he can't smile
what is,
too much.
You know what, Dan? What is with everybody coming after my looks? I've been very troubled by this lately.
Bubbles is looking for you, too. Remember?
Who?
That wasn't, you don't remember the Bubbles thing. That wasn't you, right?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, Dan.
One more. Yeah, right. Bone Bubbles. It was a long joke. Anyway.
Okay.
Look,
whatever
we're
you say.
Here at 7:14. Yeah, whatever. My bad. When I was just trying to break up the monotony.
Break away, Dan.
First off, for anybody, they were talking Sixers. Every time I come on there, they want to bring up the Sixers. I'm not even getting into the Sixers. I did want to talk to Al about the Flyers, but
well, Al's not Dan. I'm sorry, but Al's left for the day. His day's done.
I know. Oh, okay. I know. Listen, but I got you, Tom. You're all I got, bro. So listen. 7:14, right? I'm not even saying Bobrowski's perfect, but Jose Luzardo may have been the best move in the offseason nonchalantly, correct?
Right, Jesus Luzardo was a good move, yeah.
Okay, now, listen, back to the serious problem at hand. Before we get into the top five, all that other stuff, the bullpen, they need two arms right now. Everybody's worried about the offense. The offense is what it is. Harper's been out 5 weeks. Shout out to Bryce. Shout out to Jalen Hurts. Everybody talks negative about this dude. All he does is win. We need two arms. Everybody, I don't care who they trade. Nobody remembers Kyle Drabeck when we traded him to Toronto for Doc, right? That dude won 7 games. He was 7-15 in his career, right? All them prospects in the minors, they're prospects for a reason. Seriously, if you're not going to put Abel in the bullpen and make that adjustment, they're talking about bringing their 21-year-old rookie, just right, whatever, from Arkansas, in the bullpen.
Yeah.
They need, seriously, and you know this, Tom, the bullpen is a name.
Well, they need bullpen arms and they need a bat as well. But, Dan, what's the best movie you ever saw in the theaters?
Lion King.
What? Lion King?
The Lion King, yes. Okay. 1994 came out.
There you go, Dan. Dan, appreciate the call, man. Thanks. Yeah, Lion King, that was a great time in terms of movies. Am I crazy? 1994, wasn't it like an epic movie year? You had Forrest Gump. You had Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
I'm surprised you got
great
three
movie.
Movies. Yeah, those are all great movies.
That's right in my wheelhouse right there. That was like, was Sandlot 94 too?
Probably in that
It
era.
Was right in that range?
The 90s in general have like 1,000 better movies than any movie made in the 2000s period.
No question about it.
Like the 90s is the prime time for movie making.
So that's not even like an older guy generational thing.
No, it's right. That,
even for you, is like you were born after 2000, right?
I was born in 2000.
In 2000. So you even look at the 90s as like golden era for movies.
I absolutely do, yeah.
Yeah. The 90s, there were a ton of great movies that came out. I'll never forget going with my parents to see Titanic, which that was an awesome experience. But my mom was trying to like shield my eyes when the nudity part came on.
Yeah, in the car.
That was awkward.
When they're fogging out the windows. I saw Titanic for like whatever anniversary when they put it back in 3D. That was sick.
You went to the movies to see Titanic in 3D like 30 years after? Well, not 30 years, I guess.
It was in like 2012, so it was the 100-year anniversary of the Titanic itself. So they put it back in 3D. It was like to get back. So you know how Titanic used to be the number one, the highest grossing film of all time?
Mm-hmm.
And then it lost it to probably like Avatar at that point. They went and re-released it in 3D to get more box office to get it back to be the number one film of all time.
Avatar sucked, by the way.
That is so wrong.
That movie stunk.
I was between Avatar 2 and Dune 2 as my best theatrical experiences.
That movie was terrible.
Did you see Avatar 2?
No. I have no interest.
Avatar 2 was so good.
The first one was so bad.
It might be James Cameron's best movie. Avatar 2 might be James Cameron's best movie.
All right. The first one was so bad. I have no interest to watch Avatar.
What didn't you like about it?
The plot line, from what I remember,
you should
was
rewatch
just
it.
Brutal. You I'm not rewatching.
It's really great. Seriously, right, well, it's really great. It looks incredible.
I was almost going to do the thing where I say, "Oh, well, go do it," and not do it, but I can't even do that. Yeah, I'm just not going to do it.
Avatar 2 is like one of the best action movies, and if not one of the best movies of the 2020s.
All right,
it's incredible.
I'll take your word for it. Let's go to Bob in Westchester. What's up, Bob?
Well, my one word to explain the Phillies is inconsistent. Totally inconsistent. How the hell can you score 13 runs in one game and then 3 runs in the next 3 or 4 games? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, Bob, and this is the thing. I mean, it's the same thing we saw with this team at the end of last year, and they just, you know, decided not to address it.
What is causing that to happen, and it's not just on the Phillies. It's launch angle. It's a term that had come out about, 4 years ago, launch angle. I've never heard it before. I've been a coach of baseball since 1969, and I have never I don't even know what launch angle is supposed to mean, except all I can see is when they drop that right arm down, I was a batting coach for almost half that time, and when they drop that down and change their to try to hit a freaking home run every time you go up to bat, it does create problems.
And yet,
my question to you, Tommy, is this. I'm sorry to call you Tommy, but I'm an old man.
That's fine, Tom. Don't worry. Bob, don't worry about it. Call me whatever you want.
My question to you is quite simple. What in the hell are the batting and the pitching coaches do in these situations? Are they using video to help these guys understand what they're doing wrong? What are they using?
What are they doing to teach
the right way to hit a ball?
Bob, I don't think it's a coaching issue, though. I think it's a player's issue.
If a guy's not hitting the ball properly and he's striking out or he's popping up every other time he's up or most of the time he's up, then it's a hitting, and the coach is not doing his job.
Well, Bob,
it's partly the coach.
It's a give and take. I mean, if you look at the chasing stuff and the strikeouts, those numbers are down this year. By the numbers, the Phillies have chased less, they've struck out less, but, I mean, that is coming at expense of their power, and I think we're seeing why, you know, some guys just can't really change. You got to take what you have, and I don't know. I don't look at this and think it's on Kevin Long or on Rob Thompson.
Well, the other problem that I quite honestly believe is, and I feel strongly about this, I want to know what person, and I know you say, well, we got billionaires owning the team. Well, I don't give a shit if they're billionaires.
Well, all right. Calm down there, Bob. Jeez. I mean, relax a little bit. I mean, I get the frustration, but Yeah, I mean, the players are who the players are. And this is the problem that I had with kind of this offseason and why I think this is all incredibly predictable. Is when you just move the same players around, and the idea that, oh, well, we're going to change around the batting order, and we're going to try Stott at the top, we're going to try Trey Turner at the top, this was never going to work. This was never a viable plan to get this team to the next level, and that's why I look at it this year, and I think it's all very predictable, and I don't know how anybody could be surprised with what we've seen. I get being frustrated. I just don't know how you could be surprised. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. Your word to describe the Phillies the first half of the season. Also, do you feel better or worse about this team's chances to win the World Series? Your thoughts on that? And next question today, the best theatrical experience you've had, best time you've had, best movie you've seen in a movie theater. That is our next question today. 215-592-9494. Get to all the calls when we get back. I'm Tom Kelly in for the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94. WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly with you on a Monday afternoon, filling in for the afternoon show. Those guys are off this week. Man, rough day for them to be off because a new list came out that had Jalen Hurts ranked at a controversial position. I mean, this seems right up the afternoon guy's alley. So I will get into that coming up at 3 o'clock today. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback rankings in July. Really nothing better than that. So we'll get to that coming up in the next segment here. But obviously talking a lot about the Phillies to start the show. As we're 96 games in, really the informal halfway point of the season. The All-Star break. And I mean, let's face it. This is when things kind of fell apart for the Phillies last season, where they went in the All-Star break and it feels like a lifetime ago. Remember, the Dodgers came in here for three last year, and the Phillies swept them. And at that point, you're feeling like, okay, this is a World Series caliber team. This is the best team in all baseball. And then they had that series right before the break where they lost 2-3 to Oakland. They had that final game before the All-Star break. I think they lost 18-3, something miserable. And, you know, they never really were able to recapture what they had in that Dodgers series and what they had in the first half of the season for the entire second half. And that's why we look at this team and the way that they have been constructed here. And the question I asked in the first segment of the show, what's the one word that you would use to describe the Phillies halfway through the season? And mine is predictable because this team, they're exactly what I thought they would be. You know, I mean, and I don't know what is going to change. I don't know what the Phillies thought was going to change, to be honest with you.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views. Waterfall mists, summit sunsets, it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Because this was not just a situation where, hey, you didn't hit 1 week against the Mets, and that's why you went out. Okay, I could buy that against Diamondbacks. Like, that was legitimately the case in 2023. That was not the case in 2024. This is a team that last year, in the last 69 games, they were 35 and 34. This was not a very good baseball team, and you really did nothing to change the mix up. And I get it's not easy. I get it's not easy to go out and, you know, kind of change the complexion of your team, but you got to try. And I feel like this team didn't really try, and that's why this has been predictable. The starting pitching's really good. We knew the starting pitching was going to be good. The bullpen, sure, the Alvarado thing burns you a little bit, but hey, I mean, we knew the bullpen was shallow, and the bullpen's shallow. We knew the offense was inconsistent, and the offense has been inconsistent, and I think they're getting worse. And that's why I look at this team, and I think they're good. I still think they're the favorites to win the NL East, as I did before the year. I still think they're going to win the division, but do I think this team has a real chance to, like, win four rounds in October, which probably you're going to need to do, and win a World Series? No. And I didn't feel great about that before the year, and I feel even worse about it now, and want to get your take on that as well. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series than you did on opening day? I feel worse. 215-592-9494. And that is our Twitter poll question today. Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mont Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. This is at TommyKelly44 on Twitter, where you can find the Twitter poll question today. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series? I'll ask you, DeRozio, to start out here. What do you feel in comparison to opening day? Better or worse about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series?
I would say better, because on opening day, I thought the Mets were going to have a much more consistent team. You know, so I would say better. I still need to see what they do at the trade deadline and see if Dave Dombrowski doesn't sit on his hands for a third year in a row, which I tend to believe he will, but better. I feel better.
Okay. Well, that makes one of us, because I do not feel better. And if my hopes are hinging on Dave Dombrowski, who, you know, I'm so tired of hearing about Dave Dombrowski and his reputation in Boston. Because he stunk since he's been here. He has not done a good job in Philadelphia.
Well, my expectations were low going into the season, which is why I feel better and not worse.
Okay. Well, that's that. I guess that's a positive way to look at it. So there you go. 215-592-9494. And our next question today, what is the best experience you've had seeing a movie in the movie theater? Mine was Dark Knight. Justin's was Dune Part 2. In, you know, 70
millimeter.
Milligrams or something like that.
70 millimeter.
Okay, 70.
You knew it. You purposely said it wrong.
No, I didn't.
For comedic effect, and it wasn't funny.
Okay. Let's go to Paul in Center City. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
My word to describe the Phillies for this year is eclectic, because it's a combination of a little bit of everything. Eclectic is usually wild taste and different thoughts, and that's how I feel about those guys, man. And I don't feel good about them. I felt better at the beginning of the season. I thought they were going to really come back, and they learned their lesson, and they didn't. I'm not excited watching the team.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Paul. And, you know, I think people, some people might look at this or hear this and think it's, like, unappreciative or disrespectful or something like that. But they're not a very fun team to watch. I mean, you watch those games out in San Francisco, the game Friday night in San Diego. They just don't score. They don't hit. And, you know, it's almost like a slog watching them play.
Yeah, they're not fun to watch anymore. They really are. This is the first year in probably about 6 years I haven't gone to a game.
Well, it's just hard. It's just hard when you have a team that can't really hit. Like, it's fun watching starting pitching to a degree, but in the end, I mean, you want to see your team hit. You want to see your team score runs, and this team just doesn't do enough of that. And this lineup has been disappointing, and I don't think it's something that should be unexpected for anybody. I think this is kind of what we should have expected all along with this offense.
You're hitting it on the head. I agree.
Well, what's your? What's the best time you've had in a movie theater, Paul?
Oh, that's hard, man. With kids and stuff. Well, you know what? I took my boys to see 300, and they really enjoyed it, so I enjoyed the experience with them.
Oh, that's and I appreciate the call, Paul. That movie probably was pretty awesome to see in the movie theater.
Have you ever seen 300?
Of course I've seen 300.
I can't imagine seeing 300 with my kids.
Yeah, I mean, I should have asked the follow-up. How old were the kids at the time? A lot of, a lot of violence in that movie.
Violence.
Risque stuff going on.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good movie.
You've seen like Batman versus Superman?
No.
Okay.
I heard that was awful.
Same director.
Yeah, okay.
Same director.
I thought it was, wasn't that movie apparently hard? Isn't it like five hours long?
Three hours.
3 hours?
Yeah, it was mixed reviews.
Was that Ben Affleck was the Batman?
Yeah, Ben Affleck was Batman.
Yeah, I'm not going to any movie where Ben Affleck's Batman.
It wasn't, my brother asked to watch it. He's eight. He asked to watch it the other day before we saw Superman. And it was so boring, like way more boring than I remembered. And it got to a point where he sat there and watched me for like 45 minutes. He was like, let me know when they fight. And I just had to fast forward to the fight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's a fightsman.
Yeah, he likes the fights.
All right.
But then it's a talkie. They talk the whole time. No one cares about the politics between Batman versus Superman. I'm paying the ticket price to see the fight.
Yeah. How old's your brother?
Eight.
Okay. Little kids, man, they love fighting. I mean, I practice baseball in the backyard with my son where, you know, we do hitting practice. He's four. I pitch to him, whatever. And, you know, I showed him one video of a guy charging the mound. Now, all he wants to do is mound charge me.
That's hilarious.
He wants me to hit him with the pitch so he can come out and swing his bat at me.
You should show him the Bryce Harper versus, it was Cole Hamels, right? When he was on the Nationals?
Yeah.
You should show him that one.
Yeah, maybe I will. But that's his favorite part of baseball now. Now I'm trying to explain to him.
You're not supposed to do that.
When he plays T-ball, I mean, I probably shouldn't have shown him that. But now I got to explain to him, when you're playing T-ball, you can't go charge the mound and swing your bat at some other kid.
That would be sick if he did it, though.
No, it would not be sick if he did it.
No, because it would give him a name around the neighborhood. People would know not to mess. Don't throw at him.
Yeah. You can only swing your bat at me.
What's your son's name? Is Tom?
Tom.
Yeah. Little Tommy?
Yeah.
Do not throw at Tommy.
Yeah. That's true. The intimidation factor is there for sure. But he loves the mound charges. He wants to do a mound charge every time we practice now.
That tells me he's tougher than you.
He probably is. Let's go to Thomas and Broomall. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a long word for you. EHH. Like nothing, you know, nothing really sticks out with this team. I didn't really expect a whole lot with, we got Lizardo. But no really big names. So like, I can't expect them to do anything in the break and the trade deadline. Any moves? I mean, do you expect them to do anything?
Why
they didn't do anything in the off season?
Well, I would certainly hope they do something. I mean, I think Thomas, like, I think you need to go out and I think you need to do a lot with this team because well, I don't believe in them right now. I do think like trade deadline moves can spur a team on. I do. I think if you go out and you get an impact bat, you get an arm or two in the bullpen, I do think that can change the mood. And I think that's another reason why I was so disappointed in the offseason is this team, they were like begging for some sort of jolt. Like we heard all the players say after last season about how, you know, we thought we were going to flip a switch in the playoffs. JT Realmuto said it. A couple players echoed that sentiment. And when you have players saying stuff like that, you know, what that tells me is a little complacency is set into the clubhouse. Like you need a different mix. And I don't think bringing in a guy like Max Kepler and moving out Austin Hayes, that wasn't enough to change the mix with this team.
No, I look at it, you know, same old, same old, same story, you know, not a top five. I don't see us being a top five team at all in the league. You know, we just need that player in the locker room that just gets everybody going. We don't have that piece. But the movie I'm thinking of is King Kong, Jack Black, Naomi Watts.
Yeah, I saw that one in theaters as well, Thomas, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, I mean, not a good movie at all, but a cool movie to see in theaters, I think. Like, that was pretty big back in 2005, that King Kong movie.
I remember seeing that in theaters. It's back in 2005. I was 5 years old. It bangs. What do you mean it's not good?
It's not a good movie.
It's way too long. It's like an hour too long. It's, you know, it's 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than a lot of, like, those other movies in that genre. Like, I don't know why a few years ago.
Kaiju movies, you mean?
What movies?
Kaiju, like the big monster movies?
Yeah, I didn't know that term.
Okay.
But I did, like, a few years ago, it was when that Godzilla versus Kong movie came out.
That movie sucked.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch these Godzilla movies. I'm going to watch, like, the I guess,
the old
previous
ones?
Movies yeah. of that kind of, like,
Kaiju.
That, yes, whatever you mean. But, like, I watched the Godzilla movie, I guess, from early 2000s. I think Elizabeth Olsen was in it.
Yeah, that one's awful.
Yeah, it was terrible. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life watching this? It's a waste of time.
I didn't like, so they made one in, like, 2016 with Bryan Cranston. That one was awful. And Aaron Taylor Johnson.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's the one that I watched.
That was like the one in 2016. That one sucks.
Yeah.
You barely see Godzilla in the whole movie.
Yeah.
You should go back and watch one of the old ones when it's like a person in a suit, like stomping on the miniature city.
No, I'm not going to.
And they
back
like
and
film it.
That.
That's what they're from. That's like the classic ones. They're way more entertaining. They're way more shocking. They made one that came out 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago now called Godzilla Minus One. It's in Japanese, so you're going to have to read the subtitles. It was made in Japan. That's the best Godzilla movie by a country mile.
Okay.
It's so good. The premise of the thing that makes it different than the rest is that he has like a, he's like sick from all the radiation, because you know he's like made from the atomic bomb.
Sure.
He's sick. Well, he is. He's like sick from all the radiation and he starts like spitting up radiation all the time.
All
it's
right.
Sick, dude. You should watch that one.
I don't think I'm going to. This would be a good thing. You can give me a bunch of movies today that you can recommend that I'm not going
to
watch.
You said you wanted to watch the Godzilla ones. I'm giving you a good one.
Well, I meant the ones in like that kind of that universe, that Godzilla versus Kong universe, because I thought that movie looked cool.
Those all stink.
Yeah, exactly. I watched the first one. I'm like, this is awful.
Well, I'm telling you a good one to watch. A good Godzilla one that's not connected to King Kong.
All right. Well, I'll think about it, which means I will never watch it.
Which means you
won't. And I never want to talk about this again.
Okay.
Let's go to Alex in Chicago. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Everything's good. Just actually heading back to Chicago now, but yeah.
What are you doing? You driving out there?
Yeah, well, I was out on the East Coast for a little bit, and now I'm just heading back.
Okay, that's a long ride out there, man. Hopefully you stay safe out there.
Yeah, I do. What's that? I'm sorry?
I said just stay safe driving, man.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's all good. But so I have three things, I guess, we're doing now. One is the poll.
Is the what?
The poll you're doing?
Yes, yes. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies' chances to win the World Series?
I feel better just because I just like the Phillies, so I'm just hoping that, you know, things come around. I'm pretty much optimistic about it, so I feel pretty good. But my word for them, it doesn't have a spelling, but it's kind of a, like one of those things. So that's my word for them.
Yeah, and right that's the way you feel watching them a lot, Alex. And I think everybody, they're just not that entertaining of a team to watch. And I know that sounds crazy about a first place team, but I mean the offense, especially the last couple weeks, really going back to that Houston series, it's just been brutal. I mean, they just do not hit enough at all.
Well, and also with that, when they do have opportunities, like everybody knows, that's when they're not hitting, and that's what really hurts. You know, the base is loaded, this, second and third, wow, blah, blah, blah. It's just getting ridiculous. So.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Alex. What's the best time you've had in a movie theater?
There we go, that's one. So this is when I was a kid. I'll date myself a little bit. I went and saw Rocky with some friends at the Colonial Theater down in, I don't know if anybody knows, 11th and Moy Mensing. There was a movie theater there in South Philly. But
The reason is because afterwards, we decided to have a little boxing match in my bedroom with some friends, you know, we were kids, and punched a hole in my wall, in my bedroom wall, and wound up trying to hide it with a picture, you know, 4 feet off the floor.
Yeah, that
from my mom. It's just a funny story we always talk about, but yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there, Alex. Appreciate the call. Yeah, that's never a good idea. To go and see a movie like that, or you're a kid and you're watching wrestling or something, and you decide you're going to do that in the house, that's never a good idea. Something's going to get broken. Somebody's going to get hurt. I remember wrestling with my brother and my cousin. My cousin ends up splitting his chin open. We have to go to the hospital. That's never a good thing to do.
What was the move he was trying to do? He split his...
I forget. My poor cousin didn't even want to be a part of it.
Taking the steel chair?
Yeah, exactly. And the boxing, like, this the dumb stuff you do when you're like a kid. Well, this is sad. You're probably not that much older than I was at the time. But me and my friends, we decided to, you know, have a, you know, we'll drink a couple beers and we'll box each other. That ended up being horrible. I mean, we did it for a minute and my friend starts, like, you know, puking. He couldn't handle it. So...
He lost then.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a terrible idea. But yeah, after going to watch Rocky having a kid's boxing day, doesn't sound like a great idea.
Did you see Rocky in the theater?
No.
How old were you?
Well, my God.
You weren't born yet, right?
No, I was not born yet. When Rocky came out in like 1975?
Something like that, yeah.
I was born in 87.
Yeah, my knowledge of the Rocky movies is not as fluent as I wish it were. I've only seen them all once.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
tough for me to date them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got to watch them more. You've got to watch them. As a movie aficionado, that's pretty embarrassing, Joseph.
They're great movies.
Yeah.
I've seen them all, every single one, at least once.
Okay. Well, as a movie expert, you got to watch them again.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Okay.
I want to see the first one in a theater sometime.
The only ones you got to watch again, 1, 2, and 4. 3 and 5 were not very good, in my opinion.
I can skip Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, that one stunk. I like 1, 2, and 4, though. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Talking a lot about the Phillies start the show here. Halfway through the season, 55-41. Phillies in first place in the NL East. Half game ahead of the Mets. What's the one word you would use to describe the Phillies at this point? Mine's predictable. I think this season, honestly, has gone exactly how I thought it was going to go. I thought this team was very starting pitching heavy, very starting pitching dependent, but the rest of the roster was incomplete, and that's what we've seen so far. We've seen a bullpen that has not been able to come out and shut down games. We've seen an offense that's been inconsistent, does not hit enough, and that's been a major issue for the Phillies. And I think it's been very predictable. And I also want to know, do you feel better or worse about this team winning a World Series as opposed to you did on opening day? I feel worse. And, you know, I was hoping that something would change. What I was hoping for in the first half of the season is I wanted the Phillies to change my mind. I wanted to be wrong about this team. But I don't think I am. I mean, I think they're going to be in the playoffs. I think they're going to win the division. But to win a World Series, you need to play well for a month. And that means your starting pitching, your bullpen, and especially your lineup, you're going to need to score runs. And I don't think the Phillies have honestly put enough stock into that part of the team. I think they've leaned so much into the starting pitching that, hey, it does get you through a regular season, but it's not a formula to carry you in the playoffs. We've seen the Phillies have great starting pitching staffs last year. 2011 wasn't enough because ultimately he couldn't hit. So want your thoughts on that. And our next question today, what is the best theatrical experience you've had? A movie in a movie theater. Mine is The Dark Knight. Justin's is Dune 2. So you want to get in on that, you're welcome to. And when we get back, we will get to ESPN's latest quarterback list. They put out a list today in which it pulled scouts, executives, and coaches on the quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll let you know where Jalen Hurts is ranked and whether it's fair or unfair. That's coming up next. I'm Tom Kelly with you in for the afternoon show today. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.